This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, three-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Way back Wednesday, pre-2008 songs you would play at your funeral. Nick, you have hour number two, is that correct?
I do.
I thought you weren't going to play Tupac.
No, I was going to play Tupac, Dear Mama, instead of Rascal Flatts, and then a caller or a listener suggested this one.
Rascal Flatts?
Yeah, I was going to play Rascal Flatts.
You're just trying to throw this, aren't you? You're just like, screw winning.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't
want to. Because you know, the more you pick, the more he wins. The sympathy vote's coming.
Rascal Flatts?
The sympathy vote comes in.
You wouldn't dance to no Rascal Flatts.
I wouldn't dance?
No, jam. At a funeral.
No.
Who jams at a funeral?
Are you gonna play Nickelback too?
See, now you're gonna set him up.
Rascal Flatts.
I couldn't name a Rascal Flatts song if you paid me.
And there's one about a road or something like that.
I'm sure you've heard this one.
What is this song?
Rascal Flatts.
I know. What's the name?
What's the name of the song?
What Hurts the Most.
Oh.
I omitted this song.
This sounds like if country had a boy band.
I don't know. I think the country world would really respect this.
No.
I think you're right.
Rascal Flatts didn't have a home. Country didn't want them. Pop didn't want them. They're like easy listening. I don't know. I have heard this song before. I feel like this is a country
boy band. I
would disagree.
I think a lot of people like Rascal Flatts.
Really? They listen to this show?
Maybe not to this show, but people who listen to country.
Yeah, old like white women that like Nickelback, like Rascal Flatts.
I was going to say, do you think Rascal Flatts is the Nickelback of the country world?
Perhaps. No. I don't know.
Because it's like taboo be a Nickelback fan.
I think Nickelback is Nickelback Rascal Flatts of the pop world.
That's what I'm saying. Is Rascal Flatts hated now?
That's my question. Are they?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think there's still a lot of people that like them.
I would disagree with that.
By the way, I only need 7 songs for hour 3, right? Because the first song is our intro.
That's true. Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Go ahead. Get to it. Kill me.
I said I wasn't going to do it. Let's just do these texts.
No, because I looked it up, too, because Nick and I were both in the dark. I have no idea.
I'm not going to do it. I don't care.
No, now you have to.
No.
So Brother Bear tweeted us, the wife and I went through the line at the barbecue place. The receipt had this damn tip line. No. I just waited in line, bruh. And music you would play inside a slab for next week's Way Back Wednesday, to which I said to Barry in the break, am I missing something? What's a slab? I mean, concrete? That's the only slab I know. And you chuckled.
I did.
And then you threw it out to Nick. And thankfully, in this case, Nick also said he was going to agree with what I said and didn't know what a slab was.
How do you guys live in Houston and not know what a slab is?
Well, I mean, I just didn't understand the way he used it. Of course I know it's a low-riding car.
Of course you know that.
I know
that, So you immediately went to the fact that it was a foundation for a house. Because you said concrete.
I always knew it was slow, low, and banging in a car.
I probably should have known being a Houstonian.
You think so?
Yeah, because it is.
You think you should have known what a slab was?
But I didn't think of it, honestly.
I had no idea. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Like an old Macintosh.
According to Urban Dictionary, slab stands for slow, low, and banging, mainly used in the South for any car that is fully customized, i.e. sound system, paint job, rims, engine, etc. I'm a slab rider and nothing less is what is put out there. Now, according to Australian Dictionary, a slab is a large amount of anything, so on the way home, I'm going to pick up a slab of beer and get...
Slab of beef?
Yeah.
No. Well, in Houston, a slab is a ride. It's just a car.
No idea.
Yeah.
Zero.
Now you know. So songs you would play in your car, which is pretty much every song. Like, right? Brother Bear was basically saying is, I think we did this theme once where it was songs that you would play if you had a system.
With bass.
With bass. Yep. When we did the bass songs because it was Sir Mix-a-Lot, Posse on Broadway. this is the same thing. It was just used with a more Houston lingo, Houston twist to it.
Gotcha.
So that's what he was getting at.
Okay, and I'm sure I'll get killed on the fact, and Nick, you can come along for the ride.
It's all good. When I get my first slab, I'm going to be like, Barry Laminack is the one who educated me and told me what a slab was or is.
You're going to drop your Prius?
Like a lowrider Prius? Yes. That'd be fantastic.
Put some swingers and vogues on a Prius.
I think we all know my days of having a slab are over, so...
I stopped that too. Like I didn't have a slab, but I always wanted like
you had a car with switches, didn't you?
No, I never had switches. Lie. No, but I had always wanted like a really good system because we talked about I had the cheap systems and stuff. So when I had bought a 350Z, and I was like, and this was when they came out with the new body style, the more aerodynamic looking body style, and I was determined to put a system in that. And I got rims and. I did all that. That was the dream car that I'd always wanted. It had rims on it. It had low profile tires. It had a system that was so loud that the windshield wipers would hop off the glass if I turned it up enough. Like it was banging. And boy, you talk about a horrible ride though. And that's when I knew I was getting old because I was like, yeah, this is all great and all, but it feels like I'm riding on a Flintstones car. Yeah, it's so rough. Well, I didn't drop it because it was a Z, so it was just already 50 series tires, and I was like, man, and then I just sold it and got an Avalanche, and I've been stock ever since then. I was like, I'm just going stock. I'm too old for rims and tires.
Well,
the low pro probably.
Yeah, I had low profiles with rims on my SUVs, and boy, you ain't kidding. The difference in ride is night and day.
Yeah. So let's do Chris, because then I want to get to some of these texts where it takes a little bit of our discussion time rather than just reading them. Yep. Quickly.
All right, Chris, what's up, man?
It just says want to talk. That's very descriptive.
That's why I looked at Nick going, what is, okay.
Well, I tried to get the intern to tell you I wanted to talk about the hostesses and the servers and tipping. Okay. And he was like, so you want to talk to the host? And I was like, yeah, let's do that.
Who's interning today?
Your boy.
It's a new intern. I forgot his name.
It's a new intern? Okay.
No, I thought Shane was there with the...
No, Shane's over there doing 94.1 and eating, like, the whole time.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Chris?
I know a lot of the time, hostesses, which end up doing a lot of the to-go order taken, end up making minimum... It's not $213, so I don't feel bad not tipping a hostess or the to-go person, because most restaurants now have a to-go person that is usually a waitress, but they're... dedicated to just the to-go area for that day. So they make a different wage than just the regular servers do.
That's good to know. Yeah, then the people like I'm talking about at Lupe Tortillas, they're getting a different wage than the actual waiters.
Chris, somebody texted the show and said, if I'm not mistaken, I think that they make what the servers make, which is $2.13 an hour.
I
bet you it's different from restaurant to restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for the call.
It's probably different from restaurant to restaurant.
Okay. And you said Caleb is our intern?
Yeah, new intern one.
Another new one.
Poor intern Caleb. Are you going to do any? Are you going to roast him? Leave him be. It's his first day.
Is this his first day?
I mean, the first day on the usual suspects.
Okay. Have we not noticed? Trey hasn't been here in like 2 weeks.
They don't schedule him as much.
Yeah, he was out there on social media and everything and kind of just like a swan song of depression that he hasn't been in so long.
Depression?
Yeah. He lives for this place.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, where do I go to vote on the lists?
Well, Twitter. When Barry finishes his
list.
All
right. I've got one song left.
Well, then it shouldn't be hard. Rascal Flats is still out there.
Yeah, speaking of that, there's plenty of folks chiming in on the whole Rascal Flats thing. No, Nick, country does not accept Rascal Flats. There's that.
Hey, y'all accept Florida Georgia Line, so yes, y'all accept
and
Rascal
Big and
Flats.
Rich. Rascal Flats are
please
straight.
Please don't get that one going.
Rascal Flats are straight garbage and not country. Don't ever say that.
These are the same Florida Georgia Line fans.
Hold on. Don't let them hate on you, Nick. Rascal Flats is still good. Signed, Tammy in Accounting.
That was good.
They didn't say that, but I may have added the Tammy in Accounting part. But I have a feeling that might be who it is. Oh, here you go. This is Johnny Weir. I won't. You know who sent this. It's got to be OU Mike. I want the Sawyer Brown song Dirt Road played at my funeral.
There you go.
Oh, my God. It's out of control.
More or?
Barry, Pungent Stench. Isn't that the name of Nick's ex?
God.
That's from Justin.
Oh, the people out there that love us individually.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Good job, Justin.
So Cody just got in. We'll get you after the break. What is this?
Celine Dion, the Titanic song.
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On.
This is
even though it's
a
weird,
perfectly appropriate funeral song.
Really?
You're dead, but your heart's going to go on?
Definitely
yeah,
not.
This
your
is
heart's
completely
definitely
appropriate.
Not going on. If
this
you're
is the
dead.
Song people want to hear when they're at a funeral. They don't want to be like...
This is what Barry plays before he has the guy dressed like Barry at the wake start waking up and talking to people.
Yes.
There you go.
Will be like,
what? Near, far, wherever you are, there you go. All right. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hi, here we go. Knee deep in hour two of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's a Way Back Wednesday. It's songs you would play at your funeral pre-2008. And Nick, hour number two, is this like your...
I mean, I figured nobody wants to be depressed at a funeral. They want to celebrate your life.
Like all your exes are going to be
or
sitting together playing
your
celebration?
Dead.
No, they're celebrating your life.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
I get it now. Spoiler alert, England's up 1-0 over Croatia.
That was the
Wasn't that what
fastest...
I got in trouble for yesterday?
Yeah. I said spoiler alert. And then you're supposed to pause.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, England's down 1-0. Don't tape it.
It's like when you're trying to warn somebody about kids in the car.
Yeah, earmuffs. Okay.
Dude, you count down sometimes. Like 5, 4.
Yeah. I should have done that.
You should have.
That's my bad. That's my fault, soccer fan. Uh-oh. It's going to be a tussle. I feel like that's what a soccer fight is called, right? It's just a tussle.
Yeah, it's kind of like a basketball fight, right?
Yeah. Like everybody's just
Unless
waiting.
Unless you're playing AAU.
Yeah. Like everybody's just waiting to be held back. Look, you ain't doing nothing. That's why you stop. My goodness.
Yeah, there's just way too much theatrics in soccer. And I'm sure I'm going to catch hell for that.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, what's a good tip for a haircut? $5? That's what I usually tip, $5.
I do too. But doesn't it depend on the haircut? I'm not going to like, I was going to say chicks go and spend like ungodly amounts on haircuts and the things that they
do. I want
to
say my wife is
higher?
Like $60 with tip.
You're lucky.
To get her hair done.
God, you're lucky.
Really?
Oh my God.
Hmm.
Oh, you know, the whole TV thing. It's just like, it's like a half a day thing. I'm like, what the hell?
How often does she have to get her hair did though? Once a month?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's probably. About what Nora is. Once every 3 weeks. Yeah. All right. Cody wants to talk tipping.
Great. Cody, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Real quick. So this is kind of like tipping, but not really. I hope this doesn't sound messed up. But when you're going through a drive-through and they ask you for the $1 or $2 donation to the Children's Hospital, where do you guys come out on that? Because I feel like it happens everywhere now, and I'm going for like a good deal, like a 4 for $4, or like a Panda Express that's already pretty expensive without a drink, ends up being like over $12. I'm like, yeah, and I'm always saying yes. So,
no, hey Cody,
and I feel bad if I say no. Question. Like I feel obligated.
Is that something that happens at drive-through windows?
Absolutely. No, Cody, real quick, don't hang up. I have a question for you, Cody.
Yeah,
do you give money to charity throughout the year, or at the end of the year, or any other times?
No, man, I'm a working man every day. I don't know what to give to. So I say yes every time. So it's just like,
well, there you go. I mean, cause like I'll donate, like my wife and I will donate certain times of the year to certain charities. Or if I see something that somebody's passionate about, like when Nick had the fundraiser for, Texas, what is it?
Missing Persons of Texas.
Yeah, so Nick had a fundraiser, so I donated there, and I'll donate to other causes that I either see that my friends are passionate about or that I'm passionate about. So I don't feel guilty, and you shouldn't either if you're giving it. Now, if that's the way that you give money back, then there's nothing wrong with that.
And if you've done it a couple of times, then you've done it.
Yeah, it's just you're doing it a different way.
Say I've already given,
okay,
and you're good.
Should I do it every single time? Is my question.
No.
Or like.
I mean, here's the problem.
I'm on and off with it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
And, like, I'm usually stopping through a drive-thru, so I'm like,
well, Cody, here's the problem, dude. You should start saving those receipts because that's tax deductible.
Yeah. Not only is it tax deductible, Cody, but here's the other thing. If you got to, you got to know your own financial means. If you're okay doing it, then obviously it's always a great thing when you're able to give back to others. But because you've done it time and time again, you can feel free to say, I've given before and not right now. Thank you. Because you're right. It's weird. Everything from Petco to Randall's, they ask you as soon as you're at the checkout line, and it's just, it gets to be like,
Dirty about it.
How do you
too.
Draw the line?
Hey, appreciate the call, Cody. They're dirty about it because they'll be like, so do you want to donate a dollar to poor kids that are really sad and don't have a life and you could maybe help them one day? And you're like, well, now I can't say no.
Right.
Because I'm the a-hole if I go, no, I don't want to give a dollar to a poor kid that needs it.
I think it's easier to say no when they ask you through a screen.
Yeah,
like, you just touch be like, here to add, you know, donate looking. A dollar. Yeah. But when they ask you verbally and out loud and other people are around or on a speaker, it's different. It's harder for you to say no.
Well, here's what I'm going to start doing. I just thought of this. But they're going to be like, well, do you want to donate a dollar to, you know, poor kids that, you know, no, my kid's in that program, so...
That's like when the people in Midtown keep asking
that is
you.
Such a genius.
Yeah, that's like when
I mean, my kid's in that program, so no, I'm not.
That's like when you're getting out of your car in Midtown and they keep pandering you for money before they can ask you, dude, man, I'm really down on my luck. You got a couple bucks?
Yeah,
and they just
do
go,
that.
Oh, and they stop and they turn around.
Yeah, no, my kid's in the program or I volunteer. Or, yeah, see?
The ones that get me are like Petco, PetSmart. I'm at the checkout line. I'm buying like 800 pounds of food and everything else anyway. And they're like, you know, there's a lot of injured dogs that could use your help. I go, no, because they all live at my house already. And we've already put them through college and are probably looking at their puppies at some point. So, no, we're good.
Yeah, I know. My wife has rescued all of them.
Yeah.
So, no.
Do you see all this food right here? Do you think I'm feeding one dog?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I agree with Nick on tipping. I only tip if I sit down to eat. All right. Well, there's two cheap people.
Shady McCoy is on line one.
Yeah. USA Mike said next week, way back Wednesday, songs by people murdered or committed suicide. We already did it.
We have done that.
Yeah. Death metal at a funeral. I like it. Barry wins. Of course he does.
Oh, boy.
I tip $15 every 3 weeks for a haircut. What?
A dude?
I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, I don't get their gender.
His hair may need a lot of work.
What are you, Trey?
I mean, it may need a lot of attention. God.
Blessed. $15 every 3 weeks? I should have never read that out loud. I hope Jason over at Current Cuts isn't listening.
I've heard I need a permanent get my curls to stay. Can you do that and I'll give you $15?
Oh, you know what? I guess that's not bad. Because I get my hair cut every week.
Do you really?
Yeah. So I'm tipping $5 a week. So I guess I'm tipping $15 every 3 weeks. Duh. That's simple math. I know times table. Nick, I know you got this.
I'm all over.
5 times 3.
Every week.
I didn't hear you answer.
You're such a liar.
I swear I don't have my headphones.
Oh.
Every week, huh?
Yeah, I go get, it's $25 and then I tip $5. So I'm spending $30 a week. I guess that's worse than Nora. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't feel as bad now.
I spend $120 a month on this.
Bring it.
Look, what are you about to land a plane with those headphones and those speakers?
I don't know. I got an extra. No,
I was making fun of you. With USA Mike playing video games.
Yeah, I was just said 5 times 3. Go ahead, times table.
15.
Yeah, you were like, I didn't hear you. You lie.
I swear I didn't hear you.
The fives always give me trouble.
Honestly, I've been borrowing
the easy ones.
I've been borrowing the little adapter from you and Joel, like. Every week.
Yeah, I know.
Why? Because my thing ain't functional.
Oh.
Your thing ain't functional.
Oh, don't stop, because I got something on both of you.
I'm sure you do.
But you're not going to use that.
How
huh?
hot is he? He's smoking on fire, right?
I knew as soon as I said it. I was like, oh,
and then
boy.
He said he's smoking.
Yeah. So. I knew as soon as I said how hot
it
is
he. Just confirms what the listeners already knew.
Which is?
You're blue.
Y'all are gay.
We're gay? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Thank you, Seinfeld.
What's worse, getting asked if you want a tip or getting asked if you want to donate to a charity? That was Robert and Tomball. So that seems to be a theme where everyone's like, duh, really? You're going to make me like choose?
Yeah, because then you get the kids that sell the chocolate bars. It's one thing if it's like classmates or your kid comes home. But when they're like at the strip malls and in traffic And then I've seen the stories on the news where they've said, yeah, this is not legit. And in some cases, they're putting the kids up to doing it, but they're just taking all the cash at the end of the day and going to eat.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm. Now, my wife does do the, you know, the firemen that stand there with the boot?
The boot.
She's always throwing money in
the
boot.
I do that as well.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's legit or not. I do know there was
come on. When they're parking the big hook and ladder.
You never know. You're right.
You guys are acting like you can't get a group of homeless men together, shave, and go buy a fireman's boot and stay on the side of the road.
There's a legitimate fire truck parked on the corner when I've seen them.
I haven't seen that. I haven't. They're not.
Oh, I have.
Well, that seems like it would be blocking traffic.
No, they like so in at an intersection, there's a parking lot to some store in one of them. So, like, for instance, a lot of times when they do it, it's either Midtown or right there where Westheimer meets Montrose, and there's either a gas station or a parking lot. They'll put the fire truck in that parking lot, and then four firemen are covering the different...
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you tip when you pick up pizza? We already said that. No. Yeah. I don't think anybody does. This is Demetrius. My wife spends $110 every 2 weeks on her hair. I mean...
I'm telling you, chicks spend a lot of dough on their dude.
And leaves a $20 tip.
Yeah, but that's so $220 a month, right?
No, that's two... And she's tipping $20, so she's spending $260 a month.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money on her hair.
A lot of dough on the dude, fellas.
I hope her hair looks amazing. If you don't tip when you get good service at a restaurant, then you're cheap. Looks at Nick. I work at a counter service restaurant, and we split tips evenly amongst our staff. We average $375 to $475 in tips every 2 weeks. That's not much.
That seems to be the new trend where they split tips.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're tipping in a tip jar, you're not necessarily tipping that person who served you per se. But that's usually something that's like at bars.
Yeah.
As opposed to restaurants.
NASCAR Johnny said, I'm recording the soccer game, Barry. Not cool. Spoiler alert, 3-2-1. It's tied up 1-1. Croatia just scored. Sorry, Johnny. Oh, good stuff. Jeff, OU Mike, we see you guys. We'll get you all after the break, I promise.
There you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We do have a lot to get to in the second half of the show, so we don't want you to go anywhere. And again, if you do like to join the show and participate like a lot of people do, well, you have means of being able to do that. You can call 713-780-3776. That'll get you via text message and or via the phone call. And of course, if you do want to reach us via the Twitter, you can also go on Twitter and follow us with our Twitter handles that we've already given you, but you can find us pretty easily. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing. I know that there are people that are still digging out after the hurricane, and it's been just a pain in the butt. And on top of it, you got people out there that are storm chasers, deposit thieves, sketchy roofers that are going to tell you they're going to do a whole bunch of things, get your money, and then they get out of town. I need you to call my friends at Fitz Roofing. They're locally owned and family operated. They're here in the Houston area. They're not only dedicated to making sure you recover and or get the roof that you need, but they give back to the community and make sure that they let you know that they have a charity set up so that they can help those that are a little less fortunate but still have the needs for roofing that regular people out there with insurance companies and financial support have. That's just their way of making sure you know they're part of the community. They're going to be here for a long time, and they want to help you, and they do quality, outstanding work. How do I know? Well, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master. Only 1% of roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get this status. They have it. Why would you look anywhere else? That means that you are dealing with people that know what they're doing with quality product that are going to take care of you and everything you need about your house. And then, of course, there's also this community program that they started called Fitz for Families. The money is raised with 10% of all of their profits going back into this program so that they can help people that have the needs to get that roof but don't have the financial whereabouts to be able to pay for it. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and they're here locally to take care of you. It's FITZRoofing.com, or you can call 832-521-3001. You get a free no-obligation inspection today, and then if you want to do business with them, I could not recommend them any higher. They are the people that are making a difference in this community, both with roofing and with giving back. Making a difference one home at a time, Fitz Roofing. Hey, it's go big time.
Come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It is the second half of the big show. It is Barry, it is Nick, it is Joel. It is a Way Back Wednesday. Nick is in hour number two. It's songs you'd play at your funeral pre-2008. And it's pretty good, Nick.
Yeah, this is a good choice.
Appropriate song, right?
Couple of tweets. And we'll get back to the tipping thing. But where was it? I can't find it now. Damn it. This is so good. It was the perfect tweet. Oh, it said, I feel like Joel always loses this. Always loses way back Wednesday, and Nick always gets the pity vote.
It's not true.
It's the truest tweet ever tweeted in the history of Twitter.
So I win 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and all of a sudden I'm getting
pity vote.
That's
I've
ridiculous.
Gotten my share of wins, but I...
Yeah.
Pity vote.
It's a good tweet.
I think you guys are just saying that so they can stop voting for me. And start voting for you guys. It's basically reverse pity.
That's the people speaking. That's the people speaking.
It's reverse pity psychology.
All I did was retweet the list and the voting poll, and that person responded. I want to find out who it was, but that person responded and said, I feel like Joel always loses and Nick gets the pity vote.
It was Roger. I lost when Jerome.
It was Roger.
Definitely was Roger.
It was Roger on Twitter. Yeah.
Whatever, Roger.
Look, nope. Don't be upset, Nick.
Whatever.
All right. Let's get a couple of these tweets in, too. Fizz said, hell no on the donation. Who do you think gets the tax receipt? Well, you get a receipt, too. Ike said, if I have a couple dollars, I'll tip a couple dollars. Otherwise, I'm not worried about it. More than likely, it's a repeat place I go, and they know, oh, he may or may not tip. So that's true. I guess if you kind of have the reputation of sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, then it's probably a little bit easier. Patrick Randall said, I opened a $4,500 bill from Texas Children's Hospital and 20 minutes later had some lady give me crap for not donating to Texas Children's Hospital at the local store.
Ouch. Well, forget that person. I mean, they shouldn't give you hell for that.
Well, but they don't, because they don't know.
Yeah. But oh, Hefe said, I had a customer tell me, no, F those kids. And I didn't know how to respond. Yeah, that's a little harsh.
I know how to respond. Give him the wrong size hat. Screw that guy.
Give him the wrong size hat.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That wouldn't be bad, right?
Yeah.
That's it. And then, of course, we got more texts, but we want to make sure we get to the calls because they've been holding for a while.
I like the fact that your boy is up there and doesn't even have a subject matter.
That's scary.
Yeah, let's get Jeff in here first then. Jeff wants to talk about tipping and donations. Jeff, what's up?
What I wanted to say was what you just read on that tweet is that I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that the stores are the ones that when they donate all that money, they donate it in their name, and they're the ones that get the tax deductions on all that. So really, you're just giving to the store to get the tax deduction.
So you don't get the receipt that shows you made the donation?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Up on your receipt? Because like, if I donate $2 at the grocery store, isn't that a line item on the receipt?
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe.
It absolutely is.
It has to be.
It's absolutely
now,
right.
Now, I get that they're also doing it, but I'm writing that off on my taxes if it's on a receipt somewhere. Have you heard otherwise, Jeff?
No. This is just something I heard. I'm not sure if it's true, but it sounds believable to me. Why else would they do it?
It sounds believable to me at Randall's, because at Randall's, they're the ones that are overselling it, always getting at you, like you said, at the register, and they change a lot. They change, hey, are you going to donate to this one? Are you going to donate to that one? And they have another one right after.
Somebody said Ace Hardware does that as well, where they change it every month, and like, you know, it's a new one. I appreciate the call, Jeff. But I could also see where it'd be different if it was just like a bucket. And, you know, like, remember you used to put a penny for the March or a dime for the March of Dimes, where they had those little cardboard cutouts where everybody would put a quarter in there. Yeah. Then I think that they would take that cash and donate it and get the tax deduction. But if it's a line item on my receipt where I said, yeah, go ahead and add a dollar to Texas Children's, I'm turning in that dollar. Well, I mean, I'm not turning in a dollar on my tax, but if I've done it enough, like the one caller that said, I do it every time. If he's on, and he said, I'm on the road a lot. I think it was Chris. Yeah, I could see if you could accumulate 50, 100 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is, like, I go get my taxes done at H&R Block.
Yeah, you just take
the
receipts.
I'm sure they'll accept it as a write-off. It's up
to
them.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, who's to say that the store itself isn't also turning around and going, hey, we want a tax deduction on the thousands of dollars that we're donating this year?
That's the point.
It's a double dip. It's a double dip.
I could see that. Yeah, that's not bad.
All right, you want to get your guy?
Let's do it.
Oh, you, Mike, what's up?
Man, I know it's a busy day for Nick, but we need to work in some We Too Low before too long. The news report, We Too Low. Anyway.
I was waiting. We're going to let him flounder. Go ahead, Mike.
I forget where it is in Houston. I can't remember. There's a Jewish rabbi that doesn't charge anything for circumcisions. I think he only takes tips.
God. And he's out. Wow. How long do you think he worked on that one?
I really feel like that was a joke that a comic did last night. That was his first time on stage. There was a comic last night. It was his very first time on stage. And that sounds like something he would have done.
Did he bomb?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was bad.
But I bet you Andy Huggins can say a joke like that and get away with it.
No, Andy Huggins would never write a joke like that.
He won't?
No.
I feel like he could get away with it, though, because he's old.
I mean, I think if you mix that into a set where you're doing really well, you get a pass. But, like, last night I tried a brand new joke that I wrote, and I was doing really well. I mean, I had him. I wouldn't say I was killing, but I was doing very well. Did that joke. Ate it. Nobody laughed. They just looked at me, and I was like, AJ started laughing because I even said, well, that was a new one that I was going to try. And he started laughing because it was. And I told him, I'm going to try this new joke, so if it don't go well, whatever. So
it happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely it happens. Especially if it's not funny, people just start laughing. That was just like, that was funny, but in a corny funny kind of way. Right?
Who, Mike?
It is. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I thought
well,
it was good.
That tells me all I need to know. Oh, Jason Hicks and somebody on the text line said, did y'all see the fight with Pac-Man Jones in the airport? I just watched the video. Uh-huh. And the first thing it does is confirm what I was telling you guys about fighting in the streets. He touched that dude on the chin and dude went down quick. But if you don't know what happened, Pac-Man Jones was walking in the airport and somebody was videoing this. And some guy that works at the airport, well, I assume he worked at the airport. He had on an orange vest and a yellow vest. And I guess they're barking at Pac-Man Jones. Who knows what they were saying to him. But it got heated, and one dude came after Pac-Man Jones and swung at him. And so he takes all his stuff off, and he starts swinging. And it's typical guy that doesn't know how to fight, because he's like, their hands are low, but they keep bringing them up and down. And
leaving themselves exposed with big old haymakers.
Yeah, and it wasn't pretty, but I'll say this. Like, old boy got a couple shots in on Pac-Man Jones, but at the end of the day, he kind of backed up. And Pac-Man Jones, even though that the airport worker had the reach, too. He was taller.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Bigger, taller, and had the reach. But Pac-Man got in there and touched
turn the light
chin.
Off.
Touched that chin, and old boy went down. And that's when I thought Pac-Man Jones, being a celebrity and a responsible guy, would have backed off, because the guy is on the ground now. He's kind of half sitting. I mean, he's not laying down, but he's like three quarters of his body is laying down. He's just kind of, his head's off the ground. And I thought, okay, this is where Pac-Man Jones will back up and walk off because he won. Oh, no. He runs up behind him and just
never stop until someone steps in.
No, and then they pulled him off at that point. But
MMA style.
Yeah, that was interesting. You got to be saying some stuff to get a dude to fight you in the middle of the airport. I would be worried that now it's not just like, you know, a public disturbance, or it's at an airport. There's certain charges that are going to be tacked on because it was in an airport. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be a concern I'd have.
Why, I mean, seriously, what do you have to do? And I shouldn't say this because we can answer my own question with what happens to us on a daily basis. But you're in an airport. You see it. He's not the most recognizable guy, but even if you recognize him, what makes you want to follow him down corridor of the airport, just screaming at him and then coming at him? Look, the one thing I will say for all of his past history is he didn't bring this one on, because this guy not only was verbally confronting him, but then actually was the guy that started the physical.
Yeah.
So maybe he saw the get out of jail free card. Pac-Man Jones said, well, if he's down and I got him and I'm not going to be the blame for this one, I might as well keep going.
He didn't. He was originally at the beginning of the video, he's trying to walk away. He's walking and the guy's following him, barking at him.
I don't know why people start fights with like fighters and NFL players. Because even Matt Serra, like a day before he got inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame, he had to like subdue this drunk dude at a bar.
I saw that. Was that the one where the dude was on his back?
Yeah.
It was in Vegas,
and the white
T-shirt.
And then when the security guy came, He's like, do you got this or do you need my help to keep him like contained? Yeah. He was like, am I letting him go? You know what I mean?
Because yeah, the security
guy. And the security guy was like, I don't know if I. He's like, he wasn't sure, dude. He wasn't That's sure. Great.
I will say this though, when you say why do they go after professional football players and all that, there was the guy that went after the lineman in Oakland. He was they're literally hoping he hits him, and then they're just going to go get cashed out.
Somebody said, OU Mike's joke was off of Family Guy. Get your own material. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. We better come, because you know Barry's going to roast you.
Bro, if you're stealing jokes.
Or suspend you for at least.
Yeah. Can't have joke thief, OU Mike.
OU Mencina.
I'm going to look that up.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You in trouble now, OU Mike.
That's true, Mike. All right, we'll be back after a verification committee gets verified. It's not even on KHOU. All right, we'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. Fred, Jong, and AJ. So I did some research in the break, and I was unable to find the specific joke, although some people are confirming as well that they Googled the joke and found it right away. Josh and Beaumont said, did we think he was using original material? I just Googled today's joke, and it came up in a couple of different places. I did, too. I did find it on Reddit, but I'm gonna chalk it up to parallel thought. Because I couldn't find the specific joke.
Or we can just ask him on the air next time to see if he confesses.
So he texted. So he texted right away and said, I call shenanigans. I heard that joke in high school pre-1983. So suck it, Family Guy.
So OU Mike?
Fired back. Yeah, that was his defense. And then somebody, breaking news, by the way, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's reported that both Carlos Mencia and Amy Schumer are interested in hiring OU Mike to steal their, write their jokes.
I didn't know that. Is Amy Schumer a joke stealer,
huge
too?
Huge joke thief.
I thought you were just going to say huge.
No, huge
but
joke thief.
But she gets away with it.
She does get away with it.
And got that $15, $20 million deal from Netflix.
Well, I had this discussion with one of the folks that I worked with, I guess, that was in her circles that has had jokes stolen by Amy Schumer as a female headliner. And she was like, yeah, you know, she steals a lot, and she steals from a lot of comics. She stole Patrice O'Neill's closer. She's done a lot of joke thieving. But what she does is some people that might otherwise turn her in, she just puts them in movies and gives them jobs and pays them a lot of money, and then they don't call her out.
Really?
They just shut up. Yeah. That was her words, not mine. But that's
so she's admitted to it?
No. That was the headliner that I was talking to.
Gotcha.
Said that that's basically what happens. Okay. Somebody said, I vote for Nick for Way Back Wednesday because I have a soft spot in my heart for fat people.
Dylan?
No, it wasn't.
I don't believe it was Dylan.
No.
So everybody's just joining the Dylan bandwagon.
Yeah. Apparently you've become the fat guy on the show now, okay. Which is hilarious because you weigh less than either
of
us. Yeah.
Completely agree.
Although I'm getting close to you. What do you weigh now?
185.
I'm 190. I was 190 this morning.
So are we like racing to lose weight?
I think we're going in opposite directions.
I'll be a welterweight in 3 days.
I think we're going in opposite directions.
No, I'll be a welterweight in 3 days.
I'm going to pass you on the way down.
I'll be a buck 70 in a heartbeat. You're
going to drop some weight? You're going to cut some weight?
Yeah.
Get some Albaline.
Water weight.
Just get Albaline in a sweatsuit and get in a hot bath, and you will drop 10 pounds of water like that.
Although I saw a picture of you, AJ, and someone else, like they tagged you on
Connor,
Twitter.
My buddy, everyone's watching.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
You looked a lot skinnier.
Yeah, I had to cut. That was the day I almost died cutting to 169.
Yeah, you looked a lot skinnier in the picture.
No, and that picture, I was 180.
Like if I took a picture of you now, you'd look at least 25 pounds heavier.
No, it was 7, actually. I was 183 in that picture because I had cut to 169 and ended up hitting the mats at 183.
Yeah. Okay.
So, nice try, though. That was a nice try. It was a good. I mean, it was one of those loud fly balls to the warning track.
No, shut up. I disagree. I saw that picture.
Yeah,
you look like you're 25 pounds lighter, maybe more.
No, it's about 7 compared to what I am at this moment. Not a week ago.
Okay,
when I was 198.
But you're 195 now.
No, I'm 190.
So you're 190. I'm 190. Cut down to 163.
Yeah, 169.
Okay.
Nice try, though. I missed your times table. You're doing pretty good trying to finagle your way into these fat jokes. It's a good try, though. It was a valued effort. Chris Householder said, I'll tell you about the kids and the candy. Remember you brought up selling candy?
Yep.
He said, I'll tell you the same thing my mom told me every night before bed. F those kids selling candy. What? Your mom is ruthless, Chris.
Mom, every night before bed?
You ever had a homeless man clean your windshield without your permission, and do you tip them? I had one try.
I've given them some things before.
I usually turn the wipers on.
See, that's rude.
No. Rude?
Yeah, that's rude.
Why is
Unless
that rude?
Unless you just came out of the car wash, then
why is that rude? I didn't ask you to come over here and clean my window. And my window, I've got, I don't know if you know this, but cars made after 1800 have water that shoots out and wipers that'll clean them for you. You know what it cost me? It cost me what I paid when I bought the car. Why am I going to give someone else money to do the same thing?
He's trying to make a dollar and you're sitting here
just... At least he's trying to show you that he's willing to do a little work
to get
a little coin. You
chop his hands off with the wipers.
Have you seen how dirty that water is?
Yeah, that thing is filthy. Exactly. And then he wipes it on his shirt.
I had a guy...
It depends on where you see the guy at the water. I've seen guys with the spray bottles and...
I had a guy that had a rag and he would just dip it in the water and he came over to my car...
And made it dirtier.
And they will, though. And I turned the wipers on and he was like, bro, and he kind of gave me the what. And he went to clean it anyways. And so he was trying to like hop around the wipers and the light turned green and his rag got caught on my wiper and I drove off with his rag on my...
See, you're inhumane.
Now you're out of business. Now look. Now
that's
what?
Messed up. So not only did you turn the wipers off, you put him out. He can't make any more money for the rest of the day.
Better get another shirt.
Oh, yeah, he can, because he can go to the gas station and take the rag. Throw the rags from.
Use a shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Better get another shirt. That's not my fault. I didn't ask him to come over there.
What's worse, you doing that, turning your wipers on when someone's trying to make a buck, or me... Not tipping at the takeout spot.
You not tipping at the takeout
disagree.
Spot.
I would disagree. I would say you turning on the wiper blades
for a guy
is way
that
worse.
I didn't ask. You went to get that food, and they got the food for you. So you initiated that transaction. I did not initiate the homeless man coming to my car.
I wasn't disrespectful in any way. I just put $0 on
they
the tip
worked
line.
For you. That's more disrespectful. You asked them to get your food for you, and you didn't feel it was appropriate to give them money for their service. I didn't ask the homeless man to bring that dirty ass water that he probably pooped in. Let's be real.
Let's see what the people think.
To my windshield.
I think the people would agree with me.
I don't, well.
$0 at the takeout or turning on your wiper blades on a homeless guy trying to make a buck?
Yeah, just because.
You're
a-hole. Just because he didn't initiate the contact doesn't mean you got to like slap him in the face.
Yeah. I didn't. I turned the wipers on. Yeah. That's the universal sign for I don't want you to clean my windshield.
That's the international sign for you just slapped his whole chance to make income in the face.
He approached me. I did like I always do. I turned him on. Which is the universal sign in traffic at a red light for
you didn't try
no,
to
I'm
say,
good.
Hey, I'm good first. Like, put
they
your hand up.
They're not going to listen to that.
Sometimes they
he
do.
He would have thought yeah, they you were listen. Waving. No. You turn the wipers on, you're good to go. They just should move on to the next car. And somebody said, I Will Survive is hilarious. Good job. Good pick on I Will Survive.
Somebody said that Billy Crystal used the OU Mike joke in a skit on Saturday Night Live when he was on Saturday Night Live. So it goes back a ways. Dealer. Thievery from OU Mike. Not a good look, Mike.
I vote for Nick because Barry pays for a buzz cut once a week. It's not a buzz cut.
Are you done, by the way, with the Widow's Peak thing?
No, I'm going to look into it. I just kind of like it. The moment passed, but I'm not done.
This is unbelievable.
Staying alive at a funeral? That's pretty genius.
It's pretty appropriate, right?
Yeah.
At a funeral?
Not bad.
That is that's pretty appropriate. I like that. All right. So, what I also like, I wasn't prepared. Okay, my bad. But what I also like, Cowboys and Indians. Horrible transition. Thank you so much. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is the place to eat in the city of Houston. I love it. It's one of my favorite spots. And what I like about it is the diversity of the menu. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And if you haven't gotten out to 1901 Taft in Midtown and had some of this food, you are missing out. I'm telling you, man, every listener that has gone has gotten back to me and said how much they enjoyed the food and how good I was and how right I was about how good the food is, if that makes any sense at all. I even had Pink Valkyrie. She was tweeting me, and she was like, hey, I want to try this. I'm going to get Uber Eats. What should I get? I said, what are you in the mood for? She's like, I think I'll try the Indian food. Get the butter chicken. It's some of the best in Houston. She tweeted me later. You were right. It was that good. I think you guys will love this place, man. Like I said, the menu is so diverse that you can do the butter chicken or the lamb vindaloo or all of the other great Indian food that they have. Like coconut chicken curry is one of Haas's favorites. But they also have other stuff on that menu like chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken. They've got the Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best burgers in the city, hands down. It's a must try. Put it on your list if you're a burger connoisseur. But they've got a ton of stuff, including healthy. Man, if you want to eat healthy, they've got a grilled chicken with green beans and rice. You can't go wrong at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. And one of our show favorites is the quesadillas made with naan bread. You can get 20% off of those if you just mention myself, ESPN, or the usual suspects. And don't forget, they've got a full-service bar. They've got TVs to watch the game. It's a great place to go eat. And the staff, Haas and Imran and their crew, are outstanding folks, and they're going to take care of you. I promise you that. Don't forget, 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.